Vayter and Chasrim of Abbasid of Test begin up on the top of the page, four lines down. Hanu says Gemara, Hanu the Bach takes up a tray. Tabche, there were, so Hanu Tabche, there were these butchers. Davde and Yonabade, Davde made a rashes tenai amongst each other. The chol man, the Ovid, Biom, the Chavre, since they're a bunch of butchers. If they all shucked on the same day and they don't end up selling it, they're going to end up left over with a bunch of meat that's just going to rot and spoil. So they said, they made days amongst themselves that you could do it on Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. And then who does it on his friend's day, Nikru Lamashi, Rashi says, Mashi is Orabim. They're going to rip up, they're going to tear up his stuff, his meat. Azal Chadmin, I will be able to have everyone ended up doing it on his friend's day. Karl Lamashi, they ripped it up. Also, coming to Rava, and then the guy didn't like it. So he came in front of Rava, and he said, hey, they ripped up my meat. Because he's like, you know, yeah, we made a deal, but who cares? It didn't really mean anything. So what did Rava say? Chayvinu Rava Lishlam. He said, you have to go and pay. I said, Rav Yem Ravar Shalmi, the Ravi, he came and asked a question. Hold on 1 second. What's going on? Ulasia al kitz. Awesome. Didn't we already say in yesterday that you can go ahead and you can give a kenas for those, you know, they're allowed to make a tanai for a kenas. So why is it that he said that you have to pay? Says Gemara, lo adarle the Rava didn't answer, didn't respond. Amar Papa Shapar over the lo adarle midei. It's good that he didn't, you know, he was correct and not really responding. Because when is it true that you can go and make this tanai amongst yourselves? That's when there's not adam chashuv there. Adam chashuv lav kol kaminai the master. When there's adam chashuv there, you don't do that. Rashi says ela b'fanav, unless it's in front of him. Rava himself was that person, so you don't want to say like, hey, I'm an adam chashuv or whatever. So he didn't really say anything. But really, the ruling does stand. Tana Rabba, none. Ein mechashim etzak al gabit tzedakah. You have a gabit stuck. He's collecting money. We're not going over. Rashi says, Lomer hechan nosatan mos she gvisam, she gavisam. We're not going to go and being like over him and doing cheshbon of what he did. Because he's doing very, very big things and there's so many things he's doing. It's hard to keep track of every little thing. But Lob hektish and gizbarim also with the gizbar, that's the people in charge of the temple funds. Then go ahead and we don't like do a cheshbon with him. V'alpha b'shein raya dover zichel dover shenem arim. There's no raya, there's a zichel to it. As it says in Melachim, b'lo yichashvu es ha'anashim. Asher yitnu es hakesef al yadam lesis losam malacha ki be'emunahim osam. And we don't go out and make a cheshbon for the people, meaning the treasurers or the hand that the money is given to in order to take care of the Beis HaMikdash, because they are dealing in a way of emunah. We trust they're going to do it right. Amar Rabbi Lazar afal pisheish lo adam gizbar neman b'zach beso. He says, even if you have a person who's a true, you could trust this treasure in his household, still yatzer v'yimna, he should, yatzer means to bind up the money and count it before you go and you give it to him, right? Even though Rashi says, "Hakesef shehumaser biyadom v'afa pisha eino ba'imo lechesbon le'acher mikan." He's not going to come after it. Yatzer v'yimnu, they still work it out. Says Gemara, "Shenemar ve'yatzur v'yimnu," and they bound up and they counted. Right? This is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the gizbar, and they get filled up and the person who would write for the king and the Kohen Gadol would count the money and put it into different packages. Point is that you go and you count and you give it to him. Amar Rav Huna, both can limazonos, who go and someone comes and they're asking money for something, we check into this guy to make sure he really deserves it when it comes to food. Fein both can limazonos, but we don't do it when it comes to clothing. Rosh Hashanah, Ani Vamar Panasuni. I need cash money. Both can show you, we got to check this guy's not a trickster. When it comes to clothing, Rashi says, Ba'arim Varmik Suni, Lokim Ksus Miyado, Me'ak Ksus Miyad. If he comes naked, you know, he needs clothing, so we give it to him right away. Ibai say Mikra, Ibai say Misvarim. Ibai say Svar, you want to know why the logic of this was high? When it comes to the clothing, that's an embarrassing thing. And if he's doing that, he wouldn't do it unless he really needed it. If I had low come mivaze, when it comes to food, it's not embarrassing. That's for food. So therefore, we have to check to make sure that he's telling the truth. Ibai say makra. Now you know the pasuk. Halo paros. L'rav lachmecha. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, will you not break your bread for the hungry? Besin ksiv. It's written with the letter sin. Right? It says halo paros. And parosh, we could read it as parosh, which means to, you know, to clarify and to work out and to figure it out. Vahadar Havli, and then go and you give it to him. Vahasam Ksibah, it says over there, in reference to the ones who don't have clothing. What does it say? Kisira Arum Vichisiso. When you see a naked person, go and cover him. Kitira La'alta, which is when you see it, means immediately when you go and you see that he needs it, you go and you give it to him, you have to go and check it out. Vahudamar Botkin Luxus, he says just the opposite. He says you check when it comes to clothing, but you don't check when it comes to food. This person right now, he's starving, he's hungry, he's in a lot of pain. Give it to him right away. But they got the clothing. All right, so whatever it is, but not in Tsar. Ibai say Makrav one from a pasuk Kachik services over here. Hello, Perosal arrive. Lachmechel, we not break your bread for the hungry. In this case, we flip it the other way. Peros la'alter, which means break the bread immediately. Okid de karinon. It's not just to read the word pros. So don't check him out, just give it to him. Vahasam ksev, but it says about clothing, kisir arum chisiso. When you see the naked, you will cover him. Kishe ye ra'el lecha, which means when it becomes clear to you, meaning you got to check into it and see. Rosh Hashanah Ramay, check the guy's not a trickster. Tanya Kavah said, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav supports Rav Yehuda, Amar Kasuni, if someone says, give me clothing, bolt in a chav, we're going to check into him, partner Suni, but give me something to eat, and bolt, we don't check into it. Tanana Sam, we learned in a Mishnah over there. Pei Ein Pochsin, Lani Ha'over, Mimakom Lamakom, Mikikar Bepundyan, Mi'arba Sain Besela. We don't give a poor person who travels from place to place, we don't give him less than a kikar, a loaf that cost a punjan, and 4 sa'a cost a sela. Lan, if he sleeps overnight, Nosan Lo Parnasa Lina. If he sleeps, if he stays overnight, we give him to be able to sleep. Rashi said, Sarchalina, when he needs to sleep. My Pranas is Lina, what does that mean? Amarav, Papa, Puria, Abisad. You give him a bed, we give him a pillow. Rashi says, Kar, let's just mirror himself to put under his pillow, under his head. Shavas, let's say he ends up staying there for Shabbos, Kaidesh, Ayayay. Nuslam, Muslim, Shalos, we give him enough food for 3 meals. Tana, we learned in a brace, if the guy's going door to door collecting food in his cock and load, then we don't have to go and give him with money from the tzibor. Because he knows how to collect and let him go take care of himself. Rashi says, Lassus Malus, Menakupa, Achishom, and Lachsel, Psachim. That's enough to go do those things. Story time. Ahu Anya Dahava Maxi Absachan was a poor person going door to door. Doesn't come to our public in front of our papa and needed some cash money. He said, you can't get some money. Lomas Dakigle, but he didn't give him the money from that thing. Rashi says, I feel the parnasa, even for like what he needed right now. Even to give him like a piece of bread. Because this guy knows how to collect the money. Says if her papa is not going to go and take care of him, no one else is going to take care because no one's going to believe that this guy's honest. Lamos, what do you want this guy? They're going to die because in fact there's nothing to eat. So Amale Vahotani says, what do you mean? What we say in the Braisa, then we don't go and give it to him. Amalei ain't this kachim lola matana meruba. What that means is you don't give him a tremendous amount because he knows how to go and collect. Avol niskakim lola matana meruba. Just give him a little bit so people can say, oh, we can trust this guy, and then they'll give also. Amareva see lola mamim adam atzmam milasa shlishis hashekel b'shana. A person shouldn't hold back from giving to tzedakah 1/3, a shlishis hashekel, a third of a shekel every b'shana every year. Shenemar, whoa, them adon lenny mitzvahs lo says lan lenu shalish la shekel b'shana la b'zbez elokeinu. Pasuk in Nechem, yeah, it says, and we took upon ourselves the commandments to give ourselves 1/3 of a shekel each year for the work of Beis Elokeinu, the house of Hashem. So we see from things that are given to tzedakah and things that are given to the Beis HaMikdash, which is what it said, we see this parallel. V'amar Avas Avas says, Shkula Tzedakah, can I call a mitzvah? Giving tzedakah is like a person, it's the opposite and equivalent to all the other mitzvahs together. Shemar's pasuk says, V'he'emadnu aleinu mitzvahs, and it says, we took upon ourselves mitzvahs, mitzvah in Ksivka, let's say mitzvah, ala mitzvahs, it says, we're on the idea of mitzvahs, therefore it's like you did it all. Okay, even though it's in parentheses, his simon gadol mikdash Moshe. Yeah, we're going to speak about these ideas right now. Here we go. Amar Belazar Gadom Asiyos Mina Oseh. Causing someone else to go and do the right thing, to do something good and do tzedakah is more than the person who actually does it himself. Unbelievable. Shani Mar Vahoya Maaseh Tzedakah Shalom Avodah Tzedakah Hashkid Favitachal Olam. Because the Pasuk says, and it will be that the act of tzedakah will bring shalom, will bring peace. and the work of tzedakah will bring everlasting tranquility and security. Zacha, of a person merits, Rashi says, L'mazel tov, right? If a person merits it, it's good for him. He's going to give money that the Shamayim said he has to lose. Anyway, give it to tzedakah. Halo, pros, paros, faros, l'raiv lachmecha, you'll bake bread for the hungry, lo zacha, if not, v'aniyam merudim tavibayis. The aniyam merudim, Rashi says, zumim shalos romi, this is talking about Rome, so ekas tamid, it's constantly complaining and crying, havu, havu, shanu tzrichim, give, we need merudim. Yeah, this is, so it means that these crying poor are going to come all the time. Those need the stuff, and they're going to take the money for you. So if you have to lose the money, you might as well give it tzedakah. Amar the Rav Levi Bechus, he said, "B'matusim enaychu, I beg of you, also b'matusim enaychu, also b'hade hadadi, do tzedakah amongst yourselves. Give each other tzedakah. Kechitel havi luchu shlamu machusa, so that you're going to have peace with the goyim. I mean, they're not going to come. They're not going to start taking your money, because if you have to give it, then you may as well give it to them, to tzedakah, for your people. If I remember Allah, a person would donate his shekel, and, for the carbon that was brought every day, and that was for the Jewish people, and he would get kapara. If a person does tzedakah, then good. But if not, then the goyim come and they take it by force. And even so, it's going to be considered for them like tzedakah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'noksayich tzedakah, and I will make your taskmasters charity. So Hashem is saying that after the geula, he's going to consider all of the stuff taken by the yidden for the goyim. It's considered like tzedakah. Amar Rava, hi milsa ishtai liula. Rashi says from Lashon Olel, meaning to say, Rava said, this idea was brought to me, was mentioned to me by the kid. Peep, turn the page. Testament base, Mishagesh Archase de Ime Mishmed Rabbi Lazar, that messed up the ways of his of his mama. Rashi says Lashon Mehuma Vishigon, like craziness, in the name of Rabbi Lazar. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, and he gave tzedakah like a coat of, like, armor, small little metal pieces that come together that create, like, think of, like, you know, armor, body armor. He put charity on like this body armor. Why is it like that? Lomel lecha to tell you, my shirin zesh kol klipo klimim tzerefel zesherin gadol, each part, little part of it goes and combines to make a very big, you know, thing. After tzedakah, kol putu putu tzerefel zesherin gadol, so to every put that a person gives tzedakah, it goes and is mitzaref to a big cheshbon. Looks good for you. You give tzedakah a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. They all combine to them doing one big thing. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehalcha, he said, learn from here. Okay, neged edim kol tzedko seh, wait, no, pasuk in Yeshaya. Segment, how, what's going on with the Yidden? What's happening over here? Yidden! We're so holy, so precious, so pure, but what's happening? So all B'nai Yisrael, their tzedakah, they've been messed up by the way that they're behaving, and they become like one disgusting thing that has to be taken off. That's what it says over here. Klomer, Rashi says, Klomer, Afal Kol Tzidko Seinu Noamus Nimaosu Machmas Rishainu Kenegin Moos Adam Mesir Me'alav. So says the Gemara, Kenegin Edim Kol Tzidko Seinu, they become like this disgusting clothing. Ma Beged Zeh Kol Nima V'Nima Mitzaref is a Beged Gadol, just like this clothing we're wearing over here, every little thread comes together, but to make this big garment, to av tzedakah kol pruto pruto b'seref v'sechesh b'gadol, goes and combines together. Now, amai kar le ula mishagish archasei d'imei. Why did, when Rava, he called Rav Sheish, he said the kid that messed up the ways of his mother. The boy minei Rava achadvoi bar ami mei Rav Sheishas. Here's a story time, because what happened is Rav Chavoy Bar Ami once asked a question of Rav Sheishas. Minayin lemitzar b'mei sifuro shemetame adam. How do we know when you have a metzora that during the times when he's counting that he's going to go and cause him to become tamei just by touching the person? We know metzora is someone has tzaras, and they have to go out. The kohen comes, he sees all shtekel, and you got to wait over there. Now we know that what happens is that it becomes better. The kohen goes and he does shteit zipurim. This is a tarasat zipurim, and after that 7 days of waiting, and this metzora is still have certain halachas that apply, and that's called the days of counting. And after this, you have a second tahara that happens essentially, with different carbonus, etc., and then it's gone. So now we want to know about the mistari during the time of the counting that this person goes in touch, they're going to be mitami somebody else. Since a mitzvah is going to be mitame clothing he wears during those times, mitame adam, therefore he's going to mitame a person for sure. So Amar Lei says back to him, Dilma tumma b'chiburim shiny, maybe tumma that's connected to the person himself is going to be different. You know, you're wearing the clothing, therefore it takes on the person himself, but just touching is not going to be mitame. Daha, says the Gemara. All right, the ha hesed nevela the mitame begadim, because we know that one who became tame, that moved the body of a dead animal, that his clothing become tame. Venom tame other mizam tame other people, because and he touches them. So maybe same thing. Amalei says on the Ella sheretz mitame adam minalan. Where do we know this idea that sheretz the mitame adam, that he is mitame a person? La mishum, is it not because of the fact that mitame begadim, because of mitame begadim? So therefore, we learn out that it's mitame people also. So let's also say that mitzora also he's going to be mitame people he touches for the fact that he is going to be mitame his clothing. So Amalei says back to him, sheretz behedik sebe, says explicitly, O isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz, or man who touches any sheretz, he is going to become tame. Now, since we don't learn out that a sheretz is going to be mitame people from the fact that it makes clothing tame because it says it straight up, therefore we have no way of saying that we're going to learn out the same idea that a mitzora is going to be mitame other people because, in fact, he's mitame his clothing. So, Ella shivcha zera de mitame adam inalan. How do we know that shivcha zera semen is going to mitame a person who touches it? La mishum the whole mitame begadim is because mitame begadim mitame adam mitame a person also. So, the same thing by mitzora, he's mitame people, the fact that mitame his clothing. Amalei shivcha zera nami benjik sivbe. It says explicitly, O ish, the rabbi says anogea, which is including someone who goes and touches. So, again, we don't have a source. So, therefore, ahadar lei bibidi chusa. The way that he was responding to him, Rav Chadvai, was responding to Rav Sheshes in a way which was a little bit of a joking manner. Rashi says, Rav Chadvai, the Rav Sheshes, maybe do chusa, the fishayah Rav Sheshes, nichshav, chuvasav. He was making mistakes in his answers. So he was like, oh yeah, that doesn't make sense because of this. Chalushtaiti Rav Sheshes became very, Chalushtaiti became very downtrodden because of that. Ishtik Rav Chadvai bar Ami. So Rav Chadvai, he was quiet, vis yakar, Talmudin, and forgot his learning. That Rashi says that Nasa Ilim, he became an Ilim, he became mute. And yeah, he shouldn't have spoken in such a way. Now, he wasn't intentionally doing it, but the bottom line is he got punished for this type of idea. Now, Rav Sheshes' mother came along, and this is didn't like this whole thing that just happened over here and wanted her son to go down for Rav Chadvai so he should get better. She came and she cried out in front of her. Rashi says to Rav Sheshes, talking about his mother, she cried, but he didn't listen. Rashi says she is Paolo, but he should down for him. Amalei, finally, she said to him, Chazi lahani chadye, the matzas minayu, do you see these breasts that you came and you nursed from when you were a child? Rashi says, Adadu malalu chadye tegum shel chazeh. She enacted me. These that you went ahead and you nursed from, you know, listen to what I'm telling you right now. I'm asking you to daven to do it. Boy, rachmei alei. So, okay, his mother asked him to do such a thing. And it's fine. Daven for him, v'itse. And he got healed. He became better. So that's why I ended up being there. Rav Achadvai started to be called Rav Sheshes was known as the child that debased the ways of his mother, right? Because of the fact that she had to go and uncover herself to do such a thing to show us. Okay, now, Vidda'asan Allah, now that we came on this question, Minalan, Taka, where do we know that Mitzvah is going to go and Mitami, the people that he touches during the time when he's counting? Kid the time with Tenebrae, Rishon ben Chai Omer, Nemar Kibas Begadim Bimei Sipuro. It says you got to, you know, immerse your clothing during the times of the counting. Vidda'asan Kibas Begadim Bimei Chaluto, and also during the days when he is confirmed to be a Mitzora. Malahalan, just like over there is Mitami Adam, the Mitzor that is confirmed to be Mitzor, that it's going to be Mitami other people. Talk to him, Afkan Mitami Adam, so to the person. And counting is of Mitami Adam as well. Amar Abilaz, our God, the Lord said, Staka, Basisio, me, Moshe Rabbeinu, someone does Sadaka privately, is better than, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Deal with Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it say? Ki Yagorti me prea Af Achema. I was scared because of Af and Chema, anger and wrath. And this is even though Moshe Rabbeinu was talking with the Lord Almighty for the Jewish people, he was scared that he's going to get the smack of anger and wrath. There's going to be some sort of punishment. V'ilu b'osat staka, so what did it say b'osat staka? People are going to do staka privately. Matan b'seiser, yichpe of v'shocha b'chek, chema'aza. A gift in secret will pacify anger, and a present b'cheik in the chest is going to pacify strong wrath. So you see, somebody goes to tzedakah in secret can be over this idea of the anger and wrath that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of. So you see, that type of thing could be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Pligad Rav Yitzchak argues Rav Yitzchak to Rav Yitzchak af kofeh. He says that tzedakah that you do quietly, right? Okay, good. That's going to pacify anger, but chema ain't a kofeh. It's not going to go and appease this idea of wrath. She remember v'shochad b'cheik chema aza, like it says in a present. And the cheik is strong wrath. Al pish shochad b'cheik. Should say even though you have this a present is in the cheik, I mean the tzedakah was done quietly. Chema as a still wrath is very strong. So according to Yitzchak, you go and you do this. Okay, you can move away one thing, but not the other. Some say that Yitzchak came along and what did he say? Called dying shenoto shochad mevi chema aza liolam. Any judge that takes a bribe is going to bring this type of thing to the world. Strong wrath. Shenemar v'shochad b'cheik, because he uses that type of lashon. So according to that, this pasuk is not talking about anything about tzedakah, but it's talking about how bad it's going to be to take a bribe. V'amar Yitzchak about calling us a pruta ani. Someone who gives a pruta to an ani misbarach b'sheish brachos, he gets six blessings. When mefaisa v'dvarim, but you go and you speak in a certain way that you're comforting him, then misbarach b'achas b'sheish brachos, he gets blessed with 11 brachos. I know a pruta ani misbarach b'sheish brachos, he gets six. Tachsev halo faros va'aniyam erudim tavu bayis kirsira arum, etc. So he gets these six brachos. The Bach actually brings it down. And that is that your light will break forth in the morning. And number two, your healing will spring forth speedily. Number three, your righteousness shall go before you. Number four is that the glory of Hashem will be your reward. Number five, then you will call and the God will answer. Number six, you will cry and he will say, here I am. So you have these six things that happen. Someone who's a Mephias and goes and he covers up with his words, he gets 11 brachos. And number the Pasuk says, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted spirit, then your light will be shining through the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noonday. And Hashem will guide you constantly and satisfy your soul, even in times when there's a drought. And next, and through you, through your actions, your good actions, the ancient ruins will be, the chorvos, the destruction will be rebuilt. You will come up and you will raise up the foundation of many generations. So all these brachas are going to come to somebody who goes and he's kind to them. And we don't have the full list over here, but if you go look in Yeshaya, it has the list of all the brachas that a person ends up getting by giving, being mafai someone. The Amr of Yitzchak says, "My the Sefer Yirmiyahu says in the pasuk, Mishli Rodev Tzedakah v'Chesed Yim Tzachaim Tzedakah v'Kavod. Someone who goes and chases after tzedakah and kindness is going to find life, charity, and honor from Hashem. Mishum Derov Tzedakah Yim Tzedakah, because he runs for charity, he's going to find charity. Right? What does that mean? It sounds like he's going to become poor and you're going to find people to go give to him. That's not good. Elolomachas coming to tell you, call the Rodev. Achasakan, when he goes and runs to go give tzedakah, because Baruchem Mamsi Lamos is going to find a way to give him money that he's going to be able to go and give him. Also, tzedakah is going to go and be able to give tzedakah from the fact that he has this money. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Kodesh Baruchem Mamsi Lo B'nei Adam Hamunu Hamehu Ganim. Because we're going to find the right type of people to get it. Last of them, tzedakah, Kedei Lakaba Aleim Scharo, in order that the one good going to give me is going to get reward for. Lafukimai, what's this coming to exclude? Lafukimai the Darish Rabbah, excluding that with Rabbah Darish, the Darish Rabbah. My the Sefer means it says in the pasuk, "Vayhu muchshalim lefenecha be'is apcha asebem," and let them be made to stumble before you. Deal with them at the time of your anger. that Mrs. Dov explains that the punishment meted out be especially bad. Ami Yermi Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom, Afilu B'Shah Shekofen Es Yitzhon. Hashem, even at a time when the people at this time were holding back their Yitzhara, Vakshan Al Tzedakah Lefnecha, and they want to do Tzedakah before you. Hachshilim B'Vnei Adam She'en Mugonim, mess them up with people that are not Mahugan of getting stuck against Shalikabalim Schar, so they shouldn't get Schar. Jeremiah, Yermi is davening, is saying that somebody who runs after opportunities to do tzedakah, to perform tzedakah, ensures that Hashem is going to give him the right people. This should be unlike the people that lived in Anatot. He'll be fully rewarded for his deeds, for his actions. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.